We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
Want to get smarter about investing? Then tune into the Capital Ideas podcast from Capital Group, home of American Funds Distributors, Inc., one of the world's leading asset managers. Learn from portfolio managers with decades of experience by listening to the Capital Ideas podcast today.
Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
At IKEA, your dream home is a blue bag away. No matter the size of your space or budget, we've got everything you need to turn your dreams into reality. And now with new lower prices on hundreds of our most popular products, bringing the dream home is even easier. Like the gray Strandom wing chair, was $369, now $299. And the IKEA Plus 365 9-piece cookware set was $129.99, now $89.99. And hundreds more. Shop new lower prices at ikea-usa.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome to the BCP podcast. This is James, aka BCP, Black Conservative Patriot. Hope you had a great weekend. And looks like the lawmakers, the legislators, and Joe Biden used the deadline and the fear of the government not being funded to screw us over yet again.
President Biden signed a $1.2 trillion spending bill to fund more than half the federal government through the end of the current budget year on September 30th. Final passage came in the Senate at about 2 a.m., averting a partial government shutdown. The measure includes a pay raise for the military and increased border security spending.
Wow. If you listen to PBS News, they get it right, and then they say something that's not actually correct. That's how it is. And when the mainstream media, or in the case of PBS, government paid for and sponsored propaganda. They give a little bit of information and they sneak in some little lies. There's nothing in there to protect our border. What's in there is funding to expedite and process more illegal alien invaders into our country. And let's look at this. Let me read this to you folks. This is from The Hill. So you can see that the Uniparty and their propagandists on both the left and right side are spewing the same BS. The Hill: Biden signs $1.2 trillion spending package to keep government open. And then here's Fox's take on it. House passes $1.2 trillion government spending bill to avert government shutdown. Do you see? It's essentially the same propaganda. Our legislators did their job. They passed this bill. They had bipartisan working together to make sure that our government doesn't shut down. As if magically overnight, oh my gosh, we're running out of money. We need to pass a bill. Like, we don't know that we have to pass a bill by these dates. As if we weren't doing this at the end of last year when Mike Johnson first came in and just extended it to this week. And then it's always last minute. It's always, these guys procrastinate, put it off. And then in the dead of night, they have no damn energy to do their job, but they sure as hell have a lot of energy at the very end on the Uniparty, both Republicans and Democrats, to pass a bill with a lot of pork, 1,200 pages, less than 24 hours. No one got to read it before they passed the bill. And then you get both Fox News and The Hill and PBS all saying, oh, they did this to avert a government shutdown. Let the damn thing shut down. But of course, Mike Johnson, showing that he is either part of the swamp or just another man who can't take on the swamp, folds and crumbles like a wet saltine cracker. I don't even know if that's an accurate analogy, but I think you understand what I'm saying here. Let's get into this Fox News article. Let's see how it is that this government bill secures our border. We know that's malarkey and a bunch of lie, and a big lie. So first of all, the House expedited this in violation of what Mike Johnson and even Kevin McCarthy had promised. The House of Representatives narrowly passed a $1.2 trillion federal spending package along bipartisan lines, taking a step closer to averting a partial government shutdown at midnight, which, you know, they went over a little bit, but they got it done. The legislation was expedited onto the House floor via a suspension of the rules, which bypasses procedural hurdles in exchange for raising the threshold for passage from a simple majority to two-thirds. It passed by a 286-134 vote. 112 GOP lawmakers opposed the bill, but 106 voted for it, and just 22 Democrats voted against it. The package comprised of six appropriations bills that count for roughly 70% of discretionary government spending. And both Republican and Democrat negotiators walked away declaring victory on striking a deal. Johnson touted cuts to funding for non-governmental organizations, a 6% cut to overall foreign aid funds, and policies like banning the State Department from flying non-official flags at diplomatic facilities. What that really was about, folks, that last one, if you want to consider it a win, is the fact that the embassies are not going to be able to fly pride flags. That's the win there. That's the win on there. And Joe Biden is going to fight it. The bloated government funding package signed by Joe Biden on Saturday prohibits U.S. embassies from flying pride flags. Shortly after the package was signed, the Biden White House said they were working on a way to overturn the ban. Biden believes it was inappropriate to abuse a process that was essential to keep the government open by including this policy targeting LGBTQIA+ or whatever other damn letter of the alphabet they're going to be adding this year to that. The White House said in a statement, the statement added that the president is committed to fighting for LGBTQI plus equality at home and abroad. Yeah, but not fighting for Americans or our damn border. Very, very frustrating, folks, but this comes as no surprise. Do not put your faith in man, in the arm of flesh, in politicians. I see the comments and you guys are correct every single time. We pray for and we fight for our rights and our freedoms that are given to us by God. But the most important thing that we can do is make sure that we're right with God, that we follow our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, so we can be well prepared when the second coming happens. Now, folks, what's very interesting here is the press on both sides are saying, you know, but at least it was bipartisan. They got some things done on the border. Really? Let's look at that and see if that's actually true or not. Democrats cure the exclusion of enforcement measures of the House's GOP's HR 2 border security bill, something conservatives demanded in order to fund the Department of Homeland Security, as well as increased federal child care funding and a $1 billion increase for climate and green energy programs. Both GOP hardliners and rank-and-file conservatives panned the bill for its exclusion of those border enforcement measures. So, yes, there was no border security in there. They stripped out anything that was enforcement of our border as passed, I don't know, a few years ago now in House Bill, HB2, HR2. HR2's border security, it was stripped, and the Democrats cheered it on. So who won this in the end? Who was the winner? Chucky Schumer and the Democrats.
Yes, we're here with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, 14th District of Georgia. Congresswoman, you've taken a very serious step here to change perhaps the course of your conference in the House of Representatives. What seems to be going on?
Well, this is a complete betrayal of Republican voters across the country. I entered the motion to vacate this morning after Mike Johnson brought part two of an omnibus to the bill to the House floor this morning and forced all of us to vote on a bill that would fund abortion up until full term.
Elevate every morning with Tommy John's Second Skin Underwear. The luxurious support of Second Skin guarantees everything will go smoothly. With over 20 million pairs sold and thousands of five-star reviews, guys love Tommy John. Plus, your most valuable assets are covered with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee. Shop Tommy John's Friends and Family Sale right now and get 25% off site-wide at TommyJohn.com/Spotify. TommyJohn.com/Spotify. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, we deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.
That doesn't do anything to secure our border. And this comes after people are seeing this video that's horrifying to every single American, where there's a large group of military-age men, illegals, rushing the border, running over Border Patrol, running over the National Guard. Speaker Johnson totally gave up every ounce of authority he had as House Speaker to use this funding of the government to secure the border for the American people, and it is way past time.
Once again, failed by the Republican quote-unquote leadership. We had, the House had, as Republican majority, I'll be the thin one with, you know, Speaker Johnson gone and their ousting of George Santos and all the other things. But that slim majority they had where they could have pushed for HR 2, no, Mike Johnson didn't even push for that. As a matter of fact, he expedited, as you heard Marjorie Taylor Greene say there, expedited the things so that the swamp could get their way. There are some wins that we're supposed to celebrate from this.
Not included, aid for either Israel or Ukraine. Lawmakers are expected to take up those two items in early April after a two-week recess.
They worked so hard till 3 a.m. in the morning, cramming down a crap bill and sending it to Biden for him and Chuckie Schumer and the Democrats and their party to get their way.
He also violated the 72-hour rule. He forced all of us to vote on a bill without amendments. We had no choice. We couldn't introduce amendments. We couldn't fight for the values of our districts. And we had to vote on a bill in one day that had 1,012 pages. These are breaking our conference rules. This is not what Republicans want from a Republican Speaker of the House. And he's basically handed over control to Chuck Schumer.
Thank you once again, Mike Johnson, for proving that the Republicans have no spine, no backbone, and that President Trump is right. They don't know how to negotiate. And that is why it looks like Marjorie Taylor Greene is laying the foundation for Mike Johnson to go the way of Kevin McCarthy.
I have heard a lot of your colleagues, I've talked to a lot of your colleagues here in the last couple of weeks, and there's a lot of frustration, which sounds a lot like what you've just said.
That frustration isn't just coming from her colleagues, the few MAGA, America First, actual Republican conservative representatives, congressmen and women within this current Congress of the United States. as you hear One America News asking Marjorie Taylor Greene there. That's the frustration that we rank and file right of center Americans feel every single damn day. And this is just another list, another entry in the long list of disappointments from this Republican Party.
Do you feel like maybe you're a vessel for a lot of the comments, a lot of the frustrations of your colleagues that we've been hearing about these last several weeks?
Yes, there's a lot of support for a motion to vacate in the conference. It's an uncomfortable situation to be in, but I'm going to be very respectful about this process to my conference. And this will be a process that I will allow our conference to work through. We need to choose a new speaker. We need to choose a speaker of the House that is a Republican that will walk into a room and negotiate through strength and not hand over every single win to Chuck Schumer and the White House.
Yes, a win to Chuck Schumer and the White House, as if the Republicans and the rhinos live in this bubble. First of all, they don't work for us anyway, so we know that. They don't care what we think. But the few who get swayed, who care what we think that we care more about a government shutdown than shutting down our border, than them using the power of leverage that they have over the Democrats. They always want to play genteel and not play politics and want to be bipartisan and pat themselves on the back for being able to cooperate with the other evil side. And they win and they demolish us every single time. This is why most of America, including yours truly, wants President Trump back in the White House. Here's one of the latest videos dropped by President Trump on Truth Social about what he's going to do. I like this one because he has been doing some rallies or whatever, but in this video he just put up over the weekend, he is very succinct and he is on point, very well articulating the plans that he has for America when he gets back in.
With his illegal invasion, crooked Joe Biden is trying to destroy the meaning of American citizenship. Under my leadership, we're going to reassert the basic benefits of citizenship, because we believe that being an American citizen is something very special and that American citizens must come first. And America must come first. That's why we call it America First. That means we're going to have strong borders to protect the lives of our people instead of accepting millions and millions of migrants with fraudulent asylum claims from all over the world. They're coming in at a level that we've never seen before. They're coming from mental institutions and insane asylums. They're coming from prisons and jails, and they're terrorists. They're coming in at levels that nobody can believe. We're going to stop it. We're going to stop it immediately. And we're going to go back to sanity. Our country is being invaded by 15 million people. It might be 20 million by the time we get crooked Joe Biden out of office.
President Trump was right back in 2015 and 2016 when he said they don't send us their best. And then everyone went crazy. Folks, it's the same thing with the Manuelitos back in the 80s, right? They Cuba opened their prisons and their ne'er-do-wellers and the scum of their society and dumped them on us. Do you think Venezuela and everything are saying their best? No, they're allowing their crooks, their rapists, their pedophiles and terrorists and whatever to come in, and we're just letting them all in. It's all by design to crush our country and make it possible for a black swan event so that we don't have elections in 2024. That sounds crazy, but also would sound crazy, right, if I told you that powers that be would coordinate and allow two terrorist attacks to take down the Twin Towers and the Pentagon and to crash in a field in Pennsylvania, and that they convinced the whole world that two towers fell down because two planes hit them and they weren't the controlled demolition that we all saw live when we watched it. It would seem crazy that would say, oh, you know, the CIA and the deep state coordinated with China to release a bioweapon that was half-baked, but they would use that as a pretext to shut down our economies and make people afraid and totally forget the laws and let bureaucrats make changes to how we vote so they could steal the election of 2020 and get President Trump out, right? Those two scenarios just seem very crazy, but they happened. So really, is there anyone really within the sound of my voice doubts that there's not some sort of plan or plot to stop the 2024 election? Joe Biden can't win. And President Trump keeps saying that he's going to be working for us, but not just at the border. Also, on something else that was doing really well under him in his first term. The economy, jobs, you know, the things that we care about in our daily lives.
It means jobs and wages are going to go to hardworking American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's going to happen as soon as I get elected. We're going to do it right, just like we did for 4 years. We're going to defend the American worker with tariffs to protect you from the plunder and abuses of foreign countries, including China, where they take your jobs and they sell products into our country and we don't tax them. So all they do is keep taking our jobs and destroying our companies. The interests and dreams of American citizens will come before the demands of outsourcers and foreign nations every single time. We're going to put America first. We're going to make America great again. It's very simple.
We're at this point where I would call this MAG A squared. Make America great again, again. And what else has gotten worse under Biden, if not the crime and the lawlessness? We went from law and order to lawlessness and disorder. Part of that, of course, caused by this open porous border of illegal invaders coming into our country, but also all those George Soros funded and supported DAs and AGs that are going after political opponents and the DOJ of the illegitimate regime of Biden and letting the real criminals run free and not enforcing the law against them.
We're going to bring back law and order to our communities because every citizen has a right to a government that keeps you safe. Safety must be a fundamental benefit of all Americans, and we're going to unleash our nation's vast energy wealth to bring down prices and create new opportunities for people of our country. We have more liquid gold under our feet than any other nation, more than Russia, more than Saudi Arabia, and we're going to use it, and we're going to reduce our debt, and we're going to make a lot of money for our country, and we're going to bring down your energy costs at levels that you haven't seen in many years. These are just a few of the ways in which we will restore the glory of American citizenship and make it, once again, the proudest title anywhere in the world. We are going to make our country safe and powerful and rich and great again. Thank you very much.
That's what we Americans considered America to be great. Not our, you know, these wars that the warmongers want, or bailing out the world, or being the world police, or being the big teat for every single non-government organization, every other government in the world to be sucking dry the taxpayer from. We just want peace and prosperity. We had that under President Trump, and we're looking forward to having it again starting January 20th, 2025. And I'm going with blind faith that the good Lord will allow us to have elections this year. But that remains to be seen.
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.